Theological University is offering courses of study leading to your certified AA through PhD all online. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Gentlemen, we're delighted to have you on board.
You can reach us by dialing 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issues of the day. We're talking about Mother's Day, a new pope, and false teachers. Dr. Davis is with us, and we're talking about this as a joint conversation, inviting you to join in the dialogue and discussion. What do you know, what do you recall about your mother? If your mother's alive, what is she doing today? What part is she playing in your life? If your mother's no longer with us, what is it that you can go back and identify in your mind, in your thinking, as to what she did that impacted your life, changed your life, changed the direction of your life? Dr. Davis, I've said many, many times down through the years, without a dad, I was very, very, very young when my father passed away. So without a dad, I can look back and recall all that was the fundamental, foundational values in my life about morals and ethics and values and biblical truth came through the mouth, the heart, and the hands of a godly mother.
Amen.
And I am
Amen.
Thankful for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I can say, just as the scripture says in Proverbs chapter 31, the godly mother is rare. Who can find a virtuous woman? The word virtuous means noble in character, excellent, capable, strong. Loves the Lord. Who can find indicating the rarity? And then it says in that 10th verse, I touched on it just before the break for the news, for her price, that is her value, her worth is far above rubies.
Amen.
We see the richness of that godly mother as outlined in the scripture, ladies and gentlemen. A mother is rare. A godly mother is rare. It's rich in character. And I believe that we need to recognize the value of it and the need to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for a godly mother. I believe Kenneth is on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Well, to be honest, I had a godly mother, a very godly mother, and I didn't appreciate it until I got way older. But like Dr. D said, making something out of nothing, she can do it. She can do it.
Amen.
And sewing, she can do it. Hell, man. And about this last pope, now this is the one. Because they were saying about how Pope Francis, he and Pope Francis was tight. And you see how quick they take him? I said, golly, it's the end times.
We are in the last of the last days. one of the things we need to recognize is the shortness of time and the need to know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. And right now, as we celebrate this Mother's Day season, I believe it's incumbent upon each and every one of us to look back in reflection and recognize and praise what God has done through our mothers. Kenneth, and for Dr. Davis and for our listening audience, Dr. Davis, when I was growing up, the poor called us poor. We didn't have anything. But yet, my mother could take what seemed to be nothing and provide for us. She worked in what was called then the McCormick spinning mill, making thread out of the yarn, and she'd work 90 hours a week. There was no such thing as a 40-hour week.
She'd
work 90 hours a week. Her take-home pay was $26 a week.
Amen.
$26 a week. And yet she took care of the family with food, clothing, and children. And it's only by faithfulness and commitment to the Lord. And she looked to him, and I'm thankful that she did. I'm thankful that God blessed it. Thankful that God provided her in my life. Thankful that my wife is a godly mother. We've got four sons that can look at her and recognize that it's as a result of a godly mother, of the morals, the ethics, and the values, and the trust in the Lord that is there, partly because of a godly mother taking the stand on biblical truth.
Amen.
Kenneth, you touched on the fact of the Pope. One of the things, and I'll digress for a moment and say this, he had his first mass, first service in the major cathedral, and it was for the cardinals only. And this is in part what he said. The first U.S. Pope named on Thursday, Cardinal Robert Francis Provost from Chicago, be called Pope Leo XIV. He is 69 years old, the 267th Pope. And this is what he said. He walked out and he says, "Peace be with you all. This is the first greetings of the resurrected Christ, the Good Shepherd, who has given up his life for God." Who's given? Jesus Christ is God. But I'm not necessarily confused, but I'm concerned, because with Pope Francis, I believe it was March of 2023, I could be mistaken on the exact date, but he made the statement that Jesus Christ is not divine, he's not God at all. So this Pope, and he said he was going to do so, this Pope, Pope Leo, says that he's going to follow in the footsteps of Pope Francis and carry out things that Pope Francis had put into place. And if that's the case, I don't see any change from the standpoint of any change being focused toward God, focused toward the gospel, focused toward salvation through Jesus Christ and Christ alone. It was Pope Francis that said that all religions lead to heaven. It was Pope Francis that said that only way a person can go to heaven is through Mary and the Catholic Church. So if this Pope is going to carry out the same thing, it is a false teacher. False teacher. And we'll talk about in a moment more information about a false teacher. But it deserves our concern. I believe it is. I believe it is. Because, listen, we're in the last of the last days. And I don't see anything the Scripture says it's going to get better and better. In fact, as the little boy says, God's Word said it's not going to get better and better. It's going to get badder and badder. And I believe that we're going to see a worsening situation in that realm. Because through Pope Francis, there was a move to bring in the Muslims, the Hindus, the Buddhists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all under one roof, and that one roof would be a global religion. But, Kenneth, I believe it demands our attention. It demands our faithfulness and commitment. And for everyone listening, we need to recognize the value of mothers, godly mothers, in our society today. And praise God for our godly wives and godly mothers and the privilege we have of serving the Lord together. A godly mother goes to church on Sunday with her kids. She doesn't send them. A godly mother holds the hands up of the father as he is training that child, even if he has to carry out corporal punishment for that child. A godly mother takes a stand for biblical truth and not shying away from it. That's what we need today in America. I believe we need more godly mothers. One writer said a number of years ago, the godly mother that rocks the cradle controls the world. And I believe that's exactly correct. So, Kenneth, thank you so much for your call, brother. God bless you and keep looking up. I believe we have Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Well, thank you, Dr. Youngblood, and y'all for taking my call. I just want to say one thing about what y'all have already said about your mothers. Can I ditto that several times? And then I just want to make a reference to my grandmother, which was a godly woman.
she made all of my shirts in the 12th grade that I wore to school out of what they used to call the old flour sacks. You know, they had print. I had designer shirts the whole year of my last school year. And also I'm thankful for my wife's godly mother because she brought her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and I had a wonderful wife for 62 years.
Amen.
So I also want to say in regards to the Pope, I believe Jesus gave us an example in the Bible about how broad is the path that leads to destruction, and we saw that amplified when all that mass of people got there when they had a pope elected again. Now, to lead that mass of people is on the very broad road that leads to destruction.
Brother, you're exactly right. And the thing, Brother Davis, that just literally boggles my mind, if I can be that clear, blunt, and plain, boggles my mind that we have, I'm told by one statistician, we have about 1.4 billion Catholics. By another one, it's supposed to be 1.8 billion. So someplace around nearing a billion and a quarter, billion and a half people that follow blindly whatever the Pope says, because he's supposed to be the vicar of God. He's supposed to be the one that, as God, as he speaks, it's God speaking, and it's put in written form. Then it becomes an encyclical that all are supposed to follow and believe. And yet the previous Pope, Pope Francis, said that he was planning on being buried there at the Holy See, and he had a vision, and Mary spoke to him and told him where he ought to be buried. That was back in 2022. If a person is following a so-called voice direction of Mary and not of Jesus, in fact, the previous Pope, Pope Paul, John Paul, was buried, and it said in it, the lid in his casket, it said that it had the name Mary, the lid of his casket, so that even in burial could be looking up to Mary. There's a problem with that, theologically, doctrinally, biblically. I call it false teaching, false preaching. It is a false teacher that will teach any way to heaven except through Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. It's not Jesus plus anything. It's not Jesus minus anything. It's not Jesus plus Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Holiness, Roman Catholicism. It's Jesus and Jesus only. And that's what I am prayerful that our audience will understand today. And I'm not trying to castigate an individual that may be a Catholic. I'm trying to say you need to look up, listen up, and hear what the Word of God says, and not what's coming out of the mouth of a papa called Pope and viewed by many as being their papa in society today. What say you?
I say you're right. And I just like to say one thing about the Catholic religion. It is idolatrous.
Yes.
Period.
Absolutely.
Amen. Amen. And when you examine all of that, Dr. Youngblood, exactly, you know, just what you said, you hit the nail on the head.
Yes.
Basically, you are worshiping a man.
Worshiping a man. That's he's
got to have his sins forgiven for, too. Now, Christ came and died for him, but he still has to repent and be forgiven for his sins, and he had to receive the Holy Spirit just like anyone else if he wants to go to heaven. Mm-hmm. Now, if he's got his own heaven somewhere, that's okay, that's fine, but I guarantee you it won't be like the one that Christ has.
That's right. Absolutely.
Amen.
Brother Davis, thank you so much for your calling. God bless you as we keep looking up. And I pray that everyone listening today, ladies and gentlemen, will have a blessed Mother's Day, and that if you have a mother that's alive today, any place on planet Earth, be sure you call her, visit with her, talk with her,
Amen.
Encourage her, pray with her, and most of all, thank her for instilling in you the biblical faith and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
And
I am thankful, thankful, thankful that I have that privilege today of saying that we have four sons that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, serving the Lord in their homes, through their churches and their locations. And I am thankful that it's as a result, in part, as a result of a godly mother that impressed them. By the way, Dr. Davis, it's the mother in the home that kisses the bruises and the cut legs when they fall off the bicycle. It's the mother that will cuddle that child when the daddy says, stop crying.
Amen.
And it's the mother that cuddles that child and is the blessing to that child.
Amen.
It's the mother
Amen.
That will stand before the ungodly school board and say, this porn that's in the classroom is wrong. And by the way, just as a little footnote to that, I've said for some time now, where are the dads? Most of the time when you see there, it's a challenge on the ungodliness that's taking place in our schools and the school board. It's the mother the wife that is standing there challenging that. Where are the dads with a spine, with a backbone, with spirituality that's willing to stand and in that stand, taking a stand for biblical truth and for morals and ethics and values in our schools?
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, as we talk about that today, yesterday, for the past couple of weeks, all of our airways, online, on your cell telephone, online, on television, on the news, any media, they've talked about the death of one pope and the election of another pope. In fact, out of the 133 cardinals that voted, I understand, and I don't know how they have this number, read one article that said there was 89 of the 133 that voted for Pope Leo. Now, that means there's division. If you got 133 cardinals that voted and 89 of them voted for this particular pope. So what is it, Dr. Davis, in your opinion, your position, you're the theological professor that's taught several semesters in Conservative Theological University. You've taught about cults and world religions. What do you find in your research and in your study that makes the popery system be antithetical to the Word of God? What does it mean to be a pope? Who is the pope? Is the pope literally the vicar of God, the mouthpiece of God, or is he simply a sinful man that's taken the position as a political religious leader?
Well, if we would consider, I mean, the thing that they're teaching and what they believe in and how the system of choosing a pope is actually biased. Mm-hmm. Because, and I say that, because again, going back to what you said, why, if they were so together, if they were in unity with one another within that particular religion, why only 89 voted for this people and not the whole 100 and something? Mm-hmm. I mean, if they were really unified in the faith and trusted and believed in that person to be a leader, why didn't all of them vote and give a yes vote for this man to be the next pope? Again, there's many, many things when we look at the teaching. And I think we were talking about that this morning before we went on the air. The research that I did concerning Leo, and I don't know why he chose that name. I mean, I don't, you know, again, like you
pope
said,
Leo the 14th.
He should have just used his.
Why don't you just use your name?
Just tell people
listen,
who you are.
This is my argument and position. If they deceitfully say that the Apostle Peter was the first pope, they referred to him as Pope Peter. If someone else comes in as a pope, why don't they use that a name as Pope whatever rather than Pope Leo? In fact, with this new pope now, his name is certainly not Pope, what is it, Leo?
Leo.
In fact, mm-hmm. What is his name, Robert Francis Prevost? From Chicago. In fact, the thing that disturbs me is that the adulation on the news, because we've got the first American pope, that somehow, some way, he walks on water because he's from America. I personally believe that he's going to have a greater bias against what America is doing and the stand. Pope Francis had already condemned President Trump because he wanted to build a wall on the southern border. Pope Francis has already condemned America because we're polluting Mother Earth, and he says that is sin. We're going against God by not obeying the climate control laws, the weather laws, et cetera, et cetera. So what else do you find that's antithetical to biblical truth in what would be called the popery system?
Well, when we consider, once again, you know, the election process, when we consider all the teachings, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. I could go through a whole lot of things that I got written up here. But if we look at the teaching, all right, they have some that are supposed to be consistent with Scripture, mm-hmm. such as, let me go to one, God created the world. He exists in three persons, namely the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each of which is fully God, yet there's only one God. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, they teach that you need to pray to Mary.
That's right.
So that's consistent on one hand. You know, you're holding on with one hand, and you're holding on to something else with the other hand.
Would you call that then a false teacher?
That's exactly what that is. Because when we look at it, Paul, Peter, all the apostles taught about this and said that you would know them by their fruits. Okay, if your tree is not bearing good fruit, then you got to understand it's evil fruit. And Jesus said, if it bore evil fruit, it's good for nothing but to be cut down and cast into the fire.
That's right.
So when you look at all these people now, again, 1.8 billion or whatsoever people that's following these false teachers, that's a mighty big number of people that's going to end up in hell fire simply because they are following false teaching. Now, here's another one that's contrary to Scripture. It claims that the Roman Catholic Church is the Holy Mother Church, and it condemns Jews, Muslims, and Bible-believing Christians and forces them to abandon their faith and trust in the body of Jesus Christ as the church. Now, they're still not talking about the universal body of Jesus Christ. They're talking about the Catholic Church.
That's right.
Now, from what I understand in my study, the earlier believers didn't intend for the Catholic Church to be known as the Mother Church. It wasn't supposed to be that from the first beginning. They were talking about it being the universal church, which was the right way to look at it, the universal body of Jesus Christ. But later on, down through the years, all these others began to come in and teach other things contrary to what Scripture says, and now they've made the Catholic Church.
Absolutely.
The body of Christ.
And Dr. Davis, the thing that stands out to me, the Apostle Paul dealing with the churches at Galatia, Galatians chapter 1, verses 6, 7, 8, and 9, and I'll paraphrase my thoughts to save time. The Apostle Paul says, I am amazed, I am shocked at you that you have so soon after believing, you have gone to another gospel. It's the word etros, it's a different. It's not the same gospel, it's a different gospel. And I believe under Roman Catholicism, they're preaching and teaching a different gospel, as is true in many of the cults and many of the false religions today. And it's a major deviation from the Word of God. The Word of God said there's only one way, and that's the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. Only one way to heaven. And with the false doctrine, it's being promulgated through the Roman Catholic Church, and this Pope says he's going to follow Pope Francis's footsteps, and if he does, he's going to use the same term that Buddhist, Hindu, Islam, etc., 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 all just different religions on the same pathway to go to God, that place called heaven. In fact, Pope Francis said that if you're homosexual, not to worry about it. It's not sin. God created you that way. The bottom line is, Dr. Davis, from my perspective, if a religious order is founded on a lie that Peter was the first pope, that capsulizes it all for me. Peter never went to Rome, never any evidence he was in Rome. He died between 67 and 68 A.D. Roman Catholicism, as it's known today, did not evolve until between the 3rd and the 5th century. It was not until 1087 that the popery system was designated as popes. They took the bishops then, and posthumously, they went back and renamed them all popes for the popery system. For centuries, the popery system was known as popery or as Mariology. And anything that says that you've got to have Jesus plus someone or Jesus plus a religious denomination is a lost cult. It is not a denomination as we call Christians today.
And so, then when you consider, Dr. Youngblood, purgatory.
Mm-hmm. No such thing.
My God, Jesus taught, he said, that when you look at hell within itself, he said, many go say before him in that day, Lord, Lord, but he go tell them, depart from me, I never knew you, and you're going to be cast in the outer darkness. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's a reference to hell.
That's right.
Right there, that lets us know that hell is real, but yet they say, after the person dies, they can go to purgatory, and then you can pay penance.
They pay penance, pay the priest, and get it prayed out of purgatory.
My God, please don't be misled by that.
That's right. There's no second chance.
Amen.
If you don't say yes to Jesus Christ now while you're alive, there's no way you can go to a priest, pay the priest, and pay penance that you might be able to pray that person out of purgatory. If a person goes out of this life into the next life without placing his faith, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's lost and on his way to a devil's hell. So also, the contrary of that is a person that said yes to Jesus Christ, placed faith and trust in Christ, as Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise." Paradise is not some subordinate place of heaven. Jesus didn't go down into the pits of hell and then come back out. Paradise is another term, biblically speaking, for that place called heaven. Jesus didn't say, "I'm going to a holding tank, I'm going to purgatory, and then that you're going to be with me today there." No, Jesus said, "This day thou shalt be with me in paradise."
Amen.
That
Amen.
Place called heaven is Amen. Where the Lord Jesus went.
And then when you consider the Virgin Mary, now, Michael, the archangel, Gabriel, mm-hmm. did say that she was going to be blessed and highly favored.
Yes.
"Fair art thou among women. Mm-hmm. Thou shalt conceive in thy womb, bring forth a son, shall call his name Jesus, and you will be blessed, called blessed among all women." Mm-hmm. I mean, just to paraphrase it.
Right.
Okay. Now, in that particular respect, she was a great woman. Mm-hmm. But now, okay, when you consider on the day of Pentecost, when it was time to be filled with the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2 says she was in the upper room. Mm-hmm. So if she was that great, why was she in the upper room waiting for the coming of the Spirit? She had to be filled too.
Absolutely.
Even though she brought the Son of God into the world, she still had to be filled with the Spirit.
God's chosen vessel to bring Jesus into the world and provide the human flesh, God incarnate, God with us, Emmanuel.
Amen.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, 22, and 23. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. Let's wrap up on some thoughts further. It's not just the Pope that we're talking about today and picking on the Pope, as the world might call it. We're looking at it on the basis of recognizing what is considered a false teacher.
When
Amen. You go to 2 Peter chapter 2, you find 22 verses, and in the 22 verses, it's talking about the false teachers and what the false teachers are and what the false teachers do and how they respond and how we should view it and understand what is taking place with that. In fact, in that text, I'll take just 1 minute, it talks about the false teachers. They're counterfeit, false teachers, pseudo teachers. They're covetous. It says, who privately, secretly introduce damnable heresies, and they're also callous. They're denying the Lord Jesus Christ. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and following. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we find so many today that fall into that category, and we need to recognize the dangers of it. I don't care who it is. I don't care what preacher, teacher, whether he's on the radio, television, or whether he's published 1,000 books, or if he is online. If he deviates from the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is a false teacher, false preaching. And as I've said before, and I close with this, you take a gallon of milk, fresh milk, pop the seal, put 1 ounce of arsenic in it, shake it up. Nobody'd want to drink it. But yet multitudes today are drinking the Kool-Aid, if you will, believing a false teacher. I challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, to get back to the Word of God and study the Word.
Amen.
And may I say
Amen.
To each of you listening, we pray that you have a blessed Mother's Day.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning
Happy
in today.
Mother's
Looking
Day.
Forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Amen.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600.